Blog Talk Radio.
I know we drove the blog for me. Someday when I was lost, Jesus died on the cross. I know we drove the blog for me. I know it was a blow. I know it was a blow. I know it was a blow for me. Someday when I was lost, Jesus died upon the cross. I know it was a blow for me. I know it was a blow. I know it was a blow. I know it was a blow for me. Someday when I was up, Jesus died upon the cross. I know it was a blow for me. I know it was a blow. I know it was a blow. I know it was a blow for me. Someday when I was lost, Jesus died upon the cross. I know it was a blow for me. Know it was a blow. I know it was a blow. I know it was a blow for me. Someday when I was, Jesus died upon the cross. I knew it was the blood for me. Knew it was the blood. I knew it was the blood. I knew it was the blood for me. Someday when I was, Jesus died upon the cross. No, it was a blood for me. I know it was a blood. I know it was a blood. I know it was a blood for me. Someday when I was, Jesus died upon the cross. I knew it was the blood for me. The blood of Jesus, the blood of Jesus set me free. From sin and sorrow, the blood of Jesus set me free. The blood of Jesus, the blood of Jesus set me free. From sin and sorrow, the blood of Jesus set me free. The blood of Jesus, the blood of Jesus set me free. From sin and sorrow, the blood of Jesus set me free. The blood of Jesus, the blood of Jesus set me free. From sin and sorrow, the blood of Jesus set me free. The blood of Jesus, the blood of Jesus set me free. From sin and sorrow, the blood of Jesus set me free. The blood of Jesus, the blood of Jesus set me free. From sin and sorrow, the blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus, the blood of Jesus set me free. From sin and sorrow, the blood of Jesus set me free. The blood of Jesus, the blood of Jesus set me free. From sin and sorrow, the blood of Jesus set me free. The blood of Jesus, the blood of Jesus set you free. From sin and sorrow, the blood of Jesus set you free. The blood of Jesus, the blood of Jesus set you free. From sin and sorrow, the blood of Jesus set you free. The blood of Jesus, the blood of Jesus set you free. From sin and sorrow, the blood of Jesus set you free. The blood of Jesus, the blood of Jesus set you free. From sin and sorrow, the blood of Jesus, you free the blood of Jesus. The the blood of Jesus set you free. Sin and sorrow, the blood of Jesus. Oh, the blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus set you free. From sin and sorrow, the blood set you free. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We praise God today. This is the Hour of Miracles Radio and Television Ministries of the Jesus Christ Global Mission, reaching you all the way from College Park, Maryland. The Word of God, the Archbishop Stephen John Beautiful, coming your way with the living Word of God. I tell you, God is doing great things. Today, I received a lot of emails and phone calls and text messages on people who are receiving blessings through this online miracle service. A lot of text messages and phone calls and emails. And God is already healing people. God is already blessing people. God is already delivering people. We want to give him praise, glory, honor, and adoration in Jesus' name. We have another section right now, and our topic is deliverance through the blood of Jesus Christ. Deliverance through the blood of Jesus Christ. You are all welcome to a miracle service online radio from the Jesus Christ Global Mission. We're going to be talking about deliverance through the blood of Jesus Christ. And our text is taken from Revelation chapter 12, verse 7 to 11. Revelation chapter 12, verse 7 to 11. The 11th verse, it says, they overcame the devil by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. They overcame the devil. The people of God, the Christians, God commissioned Angel Michael and his team to pursue Satan and his demons, you know, and drove them down from heaven. They fell into this earth. And there was war in heaven, and Lucifer and his gang, one third of the angelic host in heaven, were pursued. And they had to see there was war in heaven. And they overcame the devil by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. You, a believer today, you can overcome the devil by the blood of the Lamb of God. And by the word of testimony. The blood of Jesus has three main purposes. There are three main purposes for the blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus is for salvation. The blood of Jesus is for healing. The blood of Jesus is for protection. The blood of Jesus is for attacking Satan. Just like we have just read in Revelation chapter 12, verse 11, said they overcame the devil by the blood of the Lamb. Today, you can overcome the devil. You can overcome the demons. You can overcome the witches and wizards. You can overcome the powers of darkness. You can overcome your enemy. You can overcome sickness and disease. You can overcome the powers of darkness. You can overcome. Because of the blood of Jesus, you can overcome. The blood of Jesus has power for you to overcome the enemy. The blood of Jesus has enough power for you to defeat the powers of darkness. The blood of Jesus, Satan cannot resist the blood of Jesus. There is power in the blood. There is power, wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. There is power, wonder-working power in the precious blood of the Lamb. There is power in the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that was shed for you on Calvary tree over 2,000 years ago. That power is still there. There is power in that blood to cleanse you from all unrighteousness. There is power in that blood to save you, to heal you, to deliver you. There is power in that blood to attack your enemy. Yes, Revelation chapter 12, verse 11. They overcame the devil by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. Today, right now, you can overcome the devil. There is something about midnight hour. It is the time when the forces of evil are released
all over the world and there. There are so many deliverances that take place at this hour of deliverance. The midnight hour, it was 12 midnight when in Exodus chapter 12 verse 12, Exodus chapter 12 verse 12, the Israelites were delivered from 430 years of Egyptian slavery. See, after over 400 years of slavery in Egypt, the Israelites were delivered. It was midnight. Exodus chapter 12, from verse 12 to 13, the blood of Jesus was signified by the blood of the Lamb that was slain for every home, for every family. That blood was put on the doorposts of every Israelite, and the blood was put on the lintels and on their doorposts in Exodus chapter 12, verse 12 to 13. When the spirit of death shall come, he shall see the blood and pass over you. When I see the blood, when I see the blood, when I see the blood, I will pass over you. The blood of Jesus covers you, because the blood of Jesus is on your doorpost as a believer, as a Christian. When you accept Christ as your Lord and Savior, the blood of Jesus is on your doorpost, it's on your lintel. The blood of Jesus covers you. The enemy will be coming, and when he's coming, they can see the blood, and they shall pass over you. They will pass over your family. The enemy passes over your home, passes over your business. The enemy passes over you, because the blood of Jesus is covering you and your family. The blood of Jesus covers your business. The blood of Jesus covers us, covers our home, cover our family. The blood of Jesus, even right now, that blood is still covering us. Yes, that blood, the blood of Jesus, was shed for us for the remission of our sins. That same blood is a covering for you right now. That same blood is a covering for me, is a covering for my family, is a covering for every one of us. That blood of Jesus covers us. And when the spirit of death, the spirit of sickness, the spirit of the devil is coming, they shall see the blood and they must pass over us. They will see the blood and they must pass over us. Our enemies shall see the blood and they must pass over us. They cannot strike us, because the blood of Jesus is our covering. The blood of Jesus is our protection. Yes, God is showing me someone right now. God is showing me someone right now. There is a yoke over your life. There is a yoke over your life. The yoke of sickness, the yoke of disease, the yoke of oppression, the yoke of depression. There is a yoke in your life that has been troubling you over the years. Right now, by reason of the anointing of God, the blood of Jesus, destroy that yoke. That yoke is destroyed from your family. That yoke is destroyed from your spirit, soul, and body. That yoke is destroyed from your finances, from your business. That yoke is destroyed because of the anointing. Yes, in the name of Jesus, wherever you are, that yoke in your life is destroyed right now because of the anointing. In the name of Jesus. Yes, the Lord is showing me that yoke. That yoke is being destroyed. The blood of Jesus. He destroyed that yoke of sickness, that yoke of disease, that yoke of poison. The poison you ate poison somewhere, and that poison causes you to be sick. You have been sickly, and that is the yoke that has been disturbing your life. And that yoke, the blood of Jesus destroyed right now. Yeah, the spirit of death is rebuked from your life, untimely death. The Lord rebuked that spirit. In the name of Jesus, the Lord rebuke that spirit, that blood-sucking demon, that evil spirit that comes in the night, trying to suck your blood, that witches and wizard that comes in the night, trying to suck your blood, that blood of Jesus, rebuke it now. The name of Jesus, destroy that yoke of the enemy, be destroyed by the blood of Jesus. Yes, the blood of Jesus, the blood of Jesus, the blood of Jesus, the blood of Jesus, the blood of Jesus was shed for the remission of our sins. And that blood is our salvation. That blood is our deliverance. I gotta stay right under the blood. I gotta stay right under the blood. I gotta stay right under the blood. The devil can't do me no harm. You gotta stay right under the blood. You gotta stay right under the blood. You got to stay right under the blood, where the devil can't do you no harm. You got to stay right under the blood. You got to stay right under the blood. You got to stay right under the blood, where the devil can't do you no harm. I got to stay right under the blood. You got to stay right under the blood. You got to stay right under the blood, where the devil can't do you no harm. No harm, no harm, no harm. No harm, no harm, no harm. No harm, no harm, no harm. Where the devil can't do me no harm. No harm, no harm, no harm. No harm, no harm, no harm. No harm, no harm, no harm. Where the devil can't do you no harm. You got to stay right under the blood. We got to stay right under the blood where the devil can't do us no harm. When you stay right under the blood, the enemy cannot find you because the blood of Jesus covers you. Exodus chapter 12, verse 12 to 13. Exodus chapter 12, verse 12 to 13. They put the blood on your doorpost. Put the blood on your lintel. Because the spirit of death is going to come by midnight. The spirit of untimely death, the spirit of sickness, the witches and wizards that are looking for blood to suck, the enemies of your soul that are flying around looking for whom to devour. The word of God resists the enemy is flying around looking for whom to devour. They shall see the blood and they must pass over you. They must see the blood of Jesus covering you and your family. The blood of Jesus cover us. The blood of Jesus covers me. The blood of Jesus cover our home. The blood of Jesus cover you. The blood of Jesus covers us. Our enemies must see the blood. And as they see the blood, they must pass over us. Yes, they must go somewhere else. They must go somewhere else. They must go to the Egyptians, not us. Yes, because the blood of Jesus speaketh better things than the blood of Abel. Yes, the blood of Jesus speaketh better things than the blood of Abel. The blood of Abel crieth for vengeance. But the blood of Jesus crying for mercy. Yes, the blood is for forgiveness of sins. 1 John chapter 1 verse 7. 1 John chapter 1 verse 7. He says, when you confess your sins, it's faithful and just to cleanse you from all unrighteousness. The blood of Jesus cleanses you from all unrighteousness. One of the most powerful cleansing agents is the blood. Scientists have proved one of the most powerful cleansing agents is not water. It is the blood. The blood, it has ingredients that takes all forms of death. All forms of death is washed away by the blood. Blood is a powerful cleansing agent. So when God decided to use the blood of Jesus to cleanse us from all unrighteousness, without the shedding of blood, there is no remission of sin. Hebrews chapter 9, verse 22. Hebrews chapter 9, verse 22. Without the shedding of blood, there is no remission of sin. So when the blood of Jesus is shed for you, the blood of Jesus cleanses you from all unrighteousness. Without the shedding of blood, there is no remission of sin. The blood of Jesus cleanses us from all unrighteousness. When you confess your sins to God, God is faithful and just to cleanse you with the blood. That blood is still flowing right now. That blood is still washing away your sins. That blood is still washing away your sorrow. That blood is still flowing right now. Yes, that blood is for your salvation. That blood is for your redemption. We were redeemed through the blood. Colossians chapter 1 verse 14. Colossians chapter 1 verse 14. Christ has redeemed us through his blood. Yes, in Colossians chapter 1 verse 14, he said, Christ has redeemed us by his blood. The blood of Jesus that was shed on Calvary tree was used to pay for our sins. We were bought back. The word redemption. Redemption means to buy back, to redeem, to buy you back. The devil got you and he had you. But when Jesus came, he shed his blood for the remission of your sins, and that blood was paid. It was a ransom. It washed away that debt, that bill. The devil put a mark on you that you are his own. But the blood of Jesus has come to wipe away every mark, every beast, every symbol that the devil put on you. The blood of Jesus redeems you. He redeems you, buys you back from the camp of the enemy. The blood of Jesus brings you back from the camp of the devil. The blood of Jesus was shed for the remission of your sin. The blood of Jesus is for redemption. It was used to buy you back, to redeem you from all oppression, to redeem you from the kingdom of darkness, to redeem your soul, to redeem your life, to redeem your family, buy you back from the kingdom of Satan. That blood, that blood, that blood is so powerful. God used that blood to redeem us from all oppression, to redeem us from the kingdom of the devil. So the devil has nothing to do with us. Satan and his cohorts, they don't have their marks on us. They don't have their signs on us. They don't have any grip over our lives because the blood of Jesus was used to pay. Oh, yes. You remember slave trade? During the slave trade, when you own a slave, you put a mark on the slave. This slave belongs to Mr. So and so. And so you put a mark, you put a sign, a symbol on that slave. Now, when slavery ended, that symbol has to be removed. It has been paid for. The slave has been paid for. So this person is no longer a slave, but has been bought with a price. Apostle Paul says, "Know ye not that ye have been bought with a price? Jesus used his blood to pay. And for your unrighteousness, the blood has intervened for you. The blood took your place. And the blood has redeemed you, brought you back from the kingdom of darkness and translated you into the kingdom of the Lord Jesus Christ." What a great salvation. The blood of Jesus brought us from all iniquity. In Psalm 51 verse 9, he said the blood blotted out our iniquity. The blood was used to blot, you know, to clean our iniquity. Psalm 51 verse 9. The blood of Jesus blotted out all our iniquity, all our sins, all our unrighteousness, all our failure was washed away by the blood of Jesus. Colossians chapter 2 verse 14, he said the blood of Jesus blotted out all evil handwriting that were against us. Colossians chapter 2, verse 14. The blood of Jesus blotted out all evil handwriting. I'm going to explain that because that's one of our prayer points right now. The handwriting that were against you, the handwritings of your enemy, the handwritings of Satan, the handwritings of the devil, you know, these are the decrees your enemy have made that you must be like this. The enemy have said you must be like that. You must be. It has decreed. But the blood of Jesus blotted out all those handwritings. Colossians chapter 2, verse 14. The blood of Jesus blotted out every handwriting that were against us. Evil handwriting. The decree of our enemy. That we must not prosper, that we must not succeed, that we must not make it, you know, all the handwritings of the wicked one. Right now, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, the blood of Jesus blot out every evil handwriting, every iniquity, every handwriting that we against us, every decree, every plot of wickedness, every arrangement of our enemy. Every manipulation and all spiritual, physical counsel of Ahithophel whatsoever was done on behalf of us, the blood of Jesus wash it away. The blood of Jesus cleanse it away. The blood of Jesus erase every evil handwriting that the enemies have written against us. That we must be sick, that we must be poor, that we must be rich, that we must be frustrated, that will be disappointed, and all the evil handwriting. The blood of Jesus, wash them away, cleanse them away, erase them right now by the power in the blood of Jesus. Every evil handwriting that are against us, that are against us, that are not for us, the blood of Jesus, wash them away right now. Yes, in the name of Jesus, they are washed away. 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 The plot of the enemy, the evil plot. Yes, the spiritual and physical counsel of Ahithophel and all the decrees of the enemy, they are washed away by the blood of Jesus. They are washed away by the blood of Jesus. They are blotted out in the blood of Jesus. Yes, Christ has given us authority to rule and reign supreme on earth. And so the blood is our justification. Romans chapter 5, verse 9. Romans chapter 5, verse 9. The blood of Jesus is our justification. It is this blood that makes us free to worship God. You see, because you cannot worship God with sin. And so when that blood was shed, that blood gives us entrance into the presence of God, into the Holy of Holies. And so in the New Testament, we are all priests of God. And so we can go into the Holy of Holies. We can go into the presence of God. We can come into the presence of God in the time of prayer. You can come before the throne of grace. Hebrews chapter 4, it says, we have not an high priest that we can't touch by the feelings of our infirmity. Jesus is our high priest. And so we can walk into the Holy of Holies and then talk to God and then reach God. God is no longer far. In the Old Testament, you cannot come into the Holy of Holies. It was only the high priest that goes into the Holy of Holies. For him to get there, he had to shed blood, he had to wash himself, he had to cleanse himself, and then be able to go into the presence of God. Now, when Jesus died for us, his blood was shed once and for all. And that blood paved the way for you and I to be able to enter into the presence of God, into the holies of holies, into the glory of God, and place our request and talk to him and meet him in person. See? I will enter his gate with thanksgiving in my heart. I will enter his courts with praise. I will say, this is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice, for he has made me glad. I will enter his gate with thanksgiving in my heart. I will enter his courts with praise. I will say, this is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice, for he has made me glad. See, Psalm 100, verse 4. King David said, I will enter his gate with thanksgiving. I will enter his court with praise. So we can enter his presence. Even right now, you can meet your God, your creator, your maker. You can talk to him right now. And he will be working for you. There is no distance no more between you and God. It has become so close by the blood of Jesus. We enter his presence by the blood of Jesus. We enter into his glory, into his anointing, into his favor, into his grace. And we are able to talk to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. He is the everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. He is here to hear us and to minister to us, and to solve our problems and meet our needs, because the blood of Jesus has paved the way for us to go in there. You open now the gates of righteousness for me, so I can go in now and worship Christ thy King. You open now the gates of righteousness for me. You open now the gates of righteousness for me. You open now the gates of righteousness for me, so I can go in now and worship Christ the King. You open now the gates of righteousness for me. You open now the gates of righteousness for me. You open now the gates of righteousness for me, so I can go in now and worship Christ the King. You pronounce the gates of righteousness for me. He has opened the gates of righteousness for us. So we can go in and worship Christ the King. We can go in and talk to him right now. In the name of Jesus, wherever you are listening to this message, I want you to open your mouth and begin to talk to God. Yes, this is the hour of prayer, the time of prayer, right to God right now. In the name of Jesus, tell him your need, tell him your trouble, tell him your fear, tell him what you are going through. He's ready to cleanse you from all unrighteousness. The blood of Jesus availeth for you right now. Hallelujah. His blood availeth for me. I was once lost, but now I am found. I was blind, but now I see. Hallelujah. His blood availeth for me. I was once lost, but now I am found. I was blind, but now I see. The blood of Jesus has opened the way for you now. Begin to talk to God. Speak to him right now. The blood of Jesus, the blood of Jesus. Yes, begin to speak to God. Cast your cares upon Christ, for he careth for you. Cast your burdens upon Christ, for he careth for you right now. In the name of Jesus. Yes, God is showing me somebody, you are carrying a heavy load in your life. God is showing me somebody, you are carrying a heavy load spiritually. A load is tied to your back, and you are carrying a load of sin, a load of trouble, a load of problems, a load of fear and anxiety. You are carrying a heavy load on your back. And the Lord Jesus is saying to me to tell you that if you cast all your cares upon Christ, for he cared for you, cast that burden upon Jesus right now. Cast that problem upon Jesus right now. Cast your burden upon Jesus, for he cares for you. Cast your burden upon Jesus, for he cares for you. The Lord says you should cast your care, your body, your fear, your anxiety, those things that are troubling you, cast them upon Christ right now. In prayer, begin to cast your cares upon Christ. Those things that are disturbing you in life, you can't carry them. Jesus said, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Jesus wants you to come with that load and burdens of life, hand it over to him, turn it over to Jesus. Turn it over to Jesus. Turn it over to Jesus. Then you can smile the rest of your day. When your life is filled with problems, turn it over to Jesus. Over to Jesus. Turn it over to Jesus. Then you can smile the rest of your day. That problem in your life, you can turn it over to Jesus right now. That trouble, that fear, that anxiety, that need, that burden in your life, you can turn it over to Jesus right now. And he's ready to take it from you. Yes, his blood cleanses you from all unrighteousness. His blood avails for you. His blood washes away your sins and your sickness and disease. The blood was shed for the remission of your sins. I know it was the blood. I know it was the blood. I know it was the blood for me. Someday when I was lost, Jesus died upon the cross. I know it was the blood for me. I know it was the blood. I know it was the blood. I know it was the blood for you. Someday when you were lost, Jesus died upon the cross. I know it was the blood for you. Yes, let the blood of Jesus begin to appear for you now. Let the blood of Jesus to wash you from all righteousness. Confess all your sins to God. Receive Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. Savior so that you have eternal life. The wages of sin is dead, but the God is eternal life through Jesus Christ. Let the blood of Jesus begin to wash you clean. The blood of Jesus begin to come upon you now to cover you. The blood of Jesus is on your doorposts and on your lintels to protect you from all evil. The blood of Jesus are there for you right now. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I pray for everyone who have had this word of God today, that from now henceforth, the blood of Jesus will be on your doorpost. The blood of Jesus will be on your lintels. The blood of Jesus will cover your life and property. The blood of Jesus will cover your life and family. The blood of Jesus speaketh better things into your life. The blood of Jesus speaketh healing, deliverance, miracle, blessing, and prosperity. The blood of Jesus. Yes, Hanakabasaya. Yes, the Lord is showing me so many people with problems in their feet. Arthritis, all kind of problems on your feet. The Lord is showing me feet that are hurting. People with problems in their feet, sicknesses and diseases in their legs, in their feet, in their ankles and in their feet. Yes, by the power of the Holy Ghost, that yoke is being destroyed in Jesus' name. Whatsoever ties you in your feet, the Lord Jesus set your feet loose by the power of the Holy Ghost. Yes, every yoke on your feet or your legs is destroyed now because of the anointing. Receive your deliverance. Yes, Jesus is breaking that shape right now. He's breaking that yoke. Jesus has broken every fetter. Jesus has broken every fetter. Jesus has broken every fetter. He has set you free. Jesus has broken every fetter. Jesus has broken every fetter. Jesus has broken every fetter. He has set me free. Every yoke in those feet be broken right now. In the name of Jesus, every yoke, your legs, your feet, arthritis, whatever sickness and disease, every chain, every fetters, every bounce of wickedness, be cut loose by the power of the Holy Ghost. Receive deliverance for those feet right now. Be loose. In the name of Jesus, Jesus said, thou art loose from your infirmity. We are loose from our infirmity. Be loose in the name of Jesus. Be loose in the name of Jesus. Yes, that evil bird flying against our destiny, receive the son of fire. That monitoring spirit moving about, seeking whom to devour. The Lord God Almighty rebuke you right now. The stone of fire smash you to pieces. In the name of Jesus. Yes, thank you, Jesus. We give him praise. Wherever you are, lift up your two hands, begin to give him praise. The blood of Jesus has set you free right now by the power of the Holy Ghost. Give him praise, give him praise, give him praise, give him praise. Glory, honor, and adoration. The yoke is destroyed from your life because of the anointing. The yoke is destroyed from your family because of the anointing. The yoke of oppression, the yoke of depression, the yoke of affection, the yoke of the enemy has been destroyed from our lives because of the anointing of God. In the name of Jesus, the yoke of poverty, hardship, frustration, failure, ancestral failure, hereditary, generational causes, inherited causes, spells and enchantments from your paternal side or maternal side, they are destroyed now because of the anointing. In the name of Jesus, the blood of Jesus, set us free. Set our lives, our ministry, set our family free. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. We give him praise. We give him praise. We give him praise. We give him praise. We give him glory. We give him honor. We give him adoration. Yes, receive your healing. Wherever you are, lay your right hand on your body right now. The healing power of God is flowing. Lay your right hand on your body. Right now, the healing power of God is flowing into your spirit, soul, and body. Receive that touch. Receive that miracle right now. Receive that deliverance. Receive that healing. From the crown of your head to the soles of your feet, be made whole. From the crowns of your head to the sole of your feet, be made whole. In Jesus' name, there's somebody, you ate something somewhere, is troubling you. The Lord Jesus, I just remove it right now. It's coming out of your body. In the name of Jesus, be healed by the power of the Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name. Amen. Feel free to email us, hourofmiraclesradio@juno.com. hourofmiraclesradio@juno.com. You can also call us on the phone for prayer or counseling or whatever. Area code 240-552-5899 or 202-460-7110. 240-552-5899 or 202-460-7110. Jesus loves you. Felicia and I, we love you. And we say God bless you. We also encourage you to give to our ministry. Some offering to support the ministry. Some gifts and donations. And whatever God lay your heart, make your check or money order to Jesus Christ Global Mission, or just to Global Mission. Post Office Box 281, Lanham, Maryland, 20703. Jesus Christ Global Mission, Post Office Box 281, Lanham, Maryland, 20703. It's going to reach us, put your prayer request, and then those things you want God to do, write them, and then send them to us. We're going to be praying for you, and we know God will bless you as you give to support this ministry. God will rebuke the devourer for your sake. We open the windows of heaven and pour you blessings that you wouldn't have enough space to keep. We'll make you to prosper and be in good health, even as your soul prospers. In Jesus' name. Amen. I want to speak to Nico Laros. You have something to say? Hello.
Hi, praise the Lord. I was just praying along with you.
Amen. Praise God.
Amen.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Thank you. God bless you.
Yeah, it's good to I also encourage all of you to email this link. Email this message, email it or forward it to your friends and families, and let them also enjoy this word of God, because this is a special miracle service online. A lot of people are receiving encouragement, healing and deliverance. We've got a lot of testimonies coming in, and I know everyone is going to be blessed in the name of Jesus. We're going to be having, the miracle service every the weekend, Saturday, Sunday.
Okay, so it's you're on all the time on Sunday, just on Sunday?
Saturday and Sunday. We have
Saturday and Sunday.
Yeah, miracle service online, this okay. Particular program. Yeah, and then during the week, on Wednesday, we're going to have the Rema Bible College online.
Okay.
Yeah, Rema Bible College. That's going to be on Wednesday.
Is that through the same program here?
Okay, what I will do, can I have your cell phone or email so that
sure.
I can...
I'll give you my email. It's Nicole, Nicole, Laroc, Laroc, Q-U-E.
Yes.
171.
171.
@gmail.com.
Okay, @gmail.com. Okay, ours is Hour of Miracles Radio, Hour of Miracles Radio @juno.com.
Okay.
So I'm going to email you because we have these two programs. One is for Saturday and Sunday, which is on now. That's the Miracle Service Online. And then during the week, we have the Rema Bible College Online.
Okay. Well, I'm looking forward to hearing the rest of your program.
Yeah, that one is on. We're going to have that on Wednesday and Wednesday, Thursday this week we have entered. Yeah, but I'm going to email you those. Hello?
Okay, praise God, I'm listening.
Yeah, so do you have any questions or prayer requests or anything, contributions, want to say something so in addition?
Probably not right now, but I can actually feel something still on my back.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I want to...
Could we pray for that? Take authority over it?
Because the Lord showed me that. Yeah, as well. Someone carrying a load.
Yeah.
On back. Yeah. So, I want you to put your right hand on your body. Either your head or your area, just put your right hand on.
Okay.
Yeah. I want you to believe God for your healing right now.
Okay.
Believe God for your miracle healing right now. As you place your right hand, what does he say? You shall lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. So as you lay that right hand on your body, you are going to recover in the name of Jesus. So I want you to believe that with me now,
okay,
in the name of Jesus. I pray for your daughter. Yeah. Nicole Laroque, Lord Jesus, lay your hand on her. Jesus.
Yeah,
lay your right hand on her right now for a total healing in her spirit, soul, and body, from the crown of her head to the sole of her feet. Let her be made whole. In Jesus' name, yes, receive that touch of Jesus, the touch of Jesus. Let Jesus touch you right now. Yes, Lord Jesus, touch that back pain, that pain in the back. You showed me this. So the victory is come because the Lord Jesus have already revealed it. And so the victory is won. Yes, Lord Jesus, touch that back pain right now. Yes. It's happening already. I can feel it here. The Lord Jesus is touching you right now. Yes. He's
Jesus.
Touching that back pain. Yes. The healing power of God is going through your body right now.
Jesus.
Yes. In the name of God, that yoke is being destroyed.
Hallelujah.
Yes. It's happening. I can feel it here. God is touching you right now.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes. The healing power of God is flowing through your body right now. Yes. Take it there. Yes,
thank you, Jesus.
The healing touch of Jesus.
Thank
you, Jesus. Be made whole. Yes, by the power of God. Yes. Hey, Rabatando, yeah. Imblondo, you go. Take it, Santaraba. Yes, it's happening.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
Jesus. I can feel it coming off of me. I can still feel it prickling me, but it's getting looser. Thank you, Lord.
Yes, now, do some exercise. Try to shake your body or move your body because the healing is going on right now. I can feel it here. The Lord Jesus is healing your spirit, soul, and body from the crown of your head to the sole of your feet. Jesus is touching you right now, making you every whit whole. By the power of the Holy Ghost, every yoke in your life is being destroyed because of the anointing, woman, that are loose from your infirmity. Jesus sets you free right now by the power of the Holy Spirit. Yes, in Jesus' name. Yes, it's loosening you. It's loosening you. I can feel it here. Yes, the Lord Jesus is loosening your spirit, soul, and body, every bondage in your life. Jesus is loosening you right now. Every robe that binds you, every power that holds you, Jesus is setting you free by the power of the Holy Ghost. That yoke is being destroyed. That bondage is going away. Yes, woman, thou art loose. Yes. Be healed. And be made whole now. Thank you, Jesus. We give you praise.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus. Praise. Bless you, Lord. Bless you, Lord. Bless you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Bless you, Lord. Can we pray for the Lord to clean the house now? Because I can see spiritual things in the house, and I don't want them to come back in the middle of the night.
You feel what?
Well, what happens is I get free, like I'll get free, and then in the middle of the night they'll come back.
Yeah, they're not going to come back because the blood of Jesus covers you, and the blood of Jesus, you know, we just spoke about the blood of Jesus.
Yeah.
Is covering your home and your family. The blood of Jesus cover your the enemy shall see the blood, and they must pass over you. In Jesus' name, you are covered by the blood of Jesus.
Amen.
Covered by the blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus covers you from all those spirits and from all those attacks. In Jesus' name, you are the Lord's anointed. The word of God says, touch not the Lord's anointed, and do my prophet no harm. No weapon formed against you shall prosper, and every tongue that arises against you, judgment be bound in Jesus' name. Yes, it's not coming back.
Okay.
In Jesus'
name. Amen. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Okay.
I want you to listen to the previous recording.
Okay.
On this same website. Listen to them because it's going to help you. And anytime you see the spirit try to come, you just call the name of Jesus. You plead the
Amen.
Name of Jesus. Yeah. You just plead the blood of Jesus or call the name of Jesus and they won't come again. They will just run away.
Okay.
They are the name, yeah, every name must bow.
Okay,
yeah.
Amen.
So,
what is your name?
This is Archbishop Stephen Biokoro.
You're Bishop Stephen Koro?
Yeah.
Okay,
Stephen.
Well, Thank you very much for praying for me, and I'll go back and listen to, especially the one about the blood. Like, I started listening, so I should listen to the beginning too. And then, you said to listen to the previous broadcast as well.
Yeah, because it's going to help you in this situation you are right now.
Okay.
When you listen to them, it's going to help you a lot. So,
okay. Thank you.
Yeah, God bless you in Jesus'
okay.
name.
Okay. God bless you in Jesus' name.
So call for prayer and counseling. Area code 240-552-5899.
240.
Yeah, 552.
552.
58.
52.
No. 240-552
yes.
5899.
5899. Okay, 240-552-5899.
Yeah, 552-5899.
Okay.
5899. Yeah, 5899.
Okay.
Yeah, you got it. Call for prayers or counseling during the daytime.
Okay, thank you very much.
All right.
God bless you.
Yes, yeah, so tell your friends to log in and enjoy these messages too. All your people, let them forward
okay.
the link to them.
Yeah. I'll let some of my friends listen too.
Yeah, let them log in and enjoy the word of God.
Okay, amen. Thank you very much.
God bless
you. Okay, God bless you.
All right.
Good night.
All right, good night. Good night.